by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Global markets have jumped after a federal trade court in New York blocked President Trump's tariffs that have been roiling the world economy. It ruled unanimously he doesn't have the authority to impose them. That's up to Congress. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the ups and downs are causing lots of turmoil.
If we all owned a business and we had to make decisions today, what would we do? So I think that until we have more certainty about either deals or the rollback of some of these tariffs, businesses are stuck. It is as clear as mud, as they say.
The administration has plans to send some Chinese students in the U.S. back home. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
Last night, Secretary of State Marco Rubio issued a surprise announcement saying that the U.S. is going to begin aggressively revoking the visas of Chinese students, including those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or those who are studying in critical fields.
One Ivy League school says many of its students from overseas are considering transferring. Others are afraid to go to this week's graduations.
Briton Alfred Williamson was on a summer break in Denmark when he heard about the White House order targeting Harvard's international students.
It was very devastating news.
He's proud Harvard is fighting back and, unlike many of his fellow foreign students, he says isn't afraid to say so.
When people start to self-silence, we are no longer living in democracy.
But it's hard.
We're being used like pawns in a game that we have no control of, and we're being caught in this crossfire.
Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The U.S. flag was hoisted today outside of the long-shuttered ambassador's residence in Damascus in a new sign of growing ties between Washington and the new Syrian government. The U.S. ambassador to Turkey, Tom Barak, was there to inaugurate the home. The American embassy in Damascus, which closed in 2012 during the Assad regime, has still not formally reopened. Two police officers in Ohio were shot. One's in critical condition after they pulled a driver over near an intersection in Franklin County. Sheriff Dallas Baldwin.
It just drives home to everybody the dangers that officers and deputies face every day. This was just a simple traffic stop.
He says a passenger in the car opened fire as he ran away. A warrant's been issued for the suspect, who's already been charged with attempted murder. The Capitol Jewish Museum is reopening in Washington next hour. It comes a week after a young couple was shot to death outside. CBS's Stacy Lynn.
The museum will hold a solemn reopening ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, where local leaders and clergy members will honor the memories of the two Israeli embassy staffers killed.
The 31-year-old suspect shouted "Free Palestine" as he was taken away by police. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine County judge has ruled that a 16-year-old accused of fatally shooting his 11-year-old brother will stand trial. The defense for the 16-year-old yesterday argued for reduced charges, but the judge found probable cause. The charge is first-degree reckless homicide. The teen is due back in court June 18th. This Saturday, Racine Representative Angelina Cruz is hosting a free portrait gallery at Racine's Festival Hall. It's said to be an effort at celebrating 40 public school students' stories of racial and social justice. Cruz says the event highlights the need for increased state funding for public schools. A Lake County, Illinois man is accused of selling 3D-printed ghost guns to undercover detectives. Eric Rain Sylvester is being held in the Lake County Jail and faces over 20 felony charges. Gateway Technical College is seeking approval for a new 2-year cybersecurity apprenticeship program. They're trying to address the shortage of skilled tech workers. The program would combine nearly 300 hours of classroom instruction with paid on-the-job training at local companies. Kenosha's historic Simmons Library turns 125 tomorrow, and the public is invited to celebrate. The afternoon anniversary event features tours, guest speakers, and a look back at the library's legacy. And Racine's Haymarket comes back to the downtown today. It starts at 4 and brings fresh food, arts, and live entertainment to Monument Square. It'll be there every other week. There are more details available on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have today off before going on the road to play the Phillies tomorrow night. Yesterday, another dramatic win for Milwaukee. 6-5 over the Red Sox. Caleb Durbin with two hits, three runs batted in. A sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th, just enough into center field so Sal Frelick could score the winning run.
Yeah, that's the goal. Try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
NFL Packers OTAs wide receiver Jaden Reed asked if it was true his agent Drew Rosenhaus called the Packers after they drafted a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, in the first round.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like, I hired a new agent, and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that he said that he was going to talk to the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody on the same page.
That's Packers receiver Jaden Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today and cool with highs in the mid-60s. An outside chance of a shower in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Warmer with a high of 74. Right now, it's 57.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus, following Don Rosen, or, as some would say, basking in his reflected glory. Don and I will be down at Hot Harbor Nights together tonight. See you there. With WRJN.
Yeah. Central Park to pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Love be inside of you. Whoa.
Timeless Hits WRJN. I mentioned Hot Harbor Nights being tonight and every Thursday night in the summer. I failed to mention that it's free. There's food and drink there too, but that part you have to pay for, okay? Just being clear about that. WRJN.
Oh my God, you guys. Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard, too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The Racine Raiders hit the road for one of the most anticipated games of the past decade as they play the Detroit Ravens in Detroit. The Raiders travel to Detroit on Saturday, May 31st. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Don't miss any of the action by gathering with other Racine Raiders fans at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill in Mount Pleasant for the official viewing party.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Quartz wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such soul.
Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return to sender. Address unknown. No such person. No such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone.
Playing the King. What a good flavor of lunch. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy. Loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. Now your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind. Yeah, I'd rather you heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Our world. Living ain't easy. Loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby.
Do you believe in magic? Being a young girl
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, the Love and Spoonful, or if you were familiar enough with them, you could call them just by their last name, the Spoonful. I'm Dan Marcus. Here comes Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A judge says a Racine teenager accused of shooting and killing his 11-year-old brother will stand trial for first-degree reckless homicide. The defense for the teenager yesterday during a preliminary hearing claimed the incident was accidental and challenged the evidence. However, after testimony from police, the judge decided to move forward. The next court date for the 16-year-old is scheduled for June 18th. Hackers could be hampered if a new college program gets up and running. Gateway Technical College is seeking approval for a new 2-year cybersecurity apprenticeship program to help meet the growing demand for skilled tech workers. Students would spend almost 300 hours in the classroom and gain paid on-the-job experience with local companies. More 3D printed guns were taken off the streets just across the state line. A North Chicago man is accused of selling 3D printed ghost guns and machine gun conversion kits to undercover detectives. Eric Raines Sylvester is being held at the Lake County Jail and faces more than 20 felony charges. Racine students are being acknowledged by a Racine representative this weekend. A portrait gallery event led by Representative Angelina Cruz will open Saturday at Festival Hall, featuring the personal stories of 40 Racine Unified students. A statement says Cruz is trying to call attention to what she says is the need for greater investment in public education. The exhibit includes contributions from high school and elementary students and is a collaboration with local artists. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Partly sunny skies today and cool with highs in the mid-60s. An outside chance of a shower in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Warmer with a high of 74. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Black, a child is white, the whole
night. They should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Enough said. Here are the Supremes. They're in there. Here's I Hear a Symphony on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling back so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your arms. Then suddenly, your lips are touching mine, I'm feeling so divine, till I leave the past behind. I'm lost in a world made for you and me.
Mercy Mercy Me, The Ecology, on the station with the local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I read just 3 or 4 years ago that the piano the Beatles are playing on this song is still in use at Abbey Road Studios. That's cool.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet, wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Friday night arrives without a suitcase, Sunday morning creeping like a nun. Monday's child has learned to tie his bootlace. See how they run. Lady Madonna, baby at your breast, wonders how you manage to feed the rest.
Jangles and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Sail in New Orleans, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As the smoke ran out, he talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. Said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance, whoa, he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years, how his dog and still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky tonk for drinks and tea.
tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song you haven't heard on the radio for a while. And this one is just a blatant begging for a promotional thing. You'll understand what I mean by that when I play the song next on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream, where bold hot dog creations and dreamy custard make every bite feel like summer. Whether you're into the classic Chicago dog or something adventurous like mac and cheese dog, a pretzel dog, or a bacon cheese dog, they've got the flavors to satisfy your summer cravings. Delicious. Stock up now. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Racine, get ready. Charlie's Cheesesteaks is opening the first week of June at 4700 Washington Avenue to serve up flavor and opportunity. From sizzling cheesesteaks and that good old summertime lemonade to wash it down, Charlie's favorites are coming to town. They can't do it without you. Now hiring cooks and cashiers who bring the heat and hospitality. Send your resume to charlies2778@gmail.com and join the team. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, joining the neighborhood with great food and great people.
Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. 45,000 square feet of indoor water park fun. Thrilling water slides, activity pool, indoor-outdoor hot tub, a giant dump bucket, and an awesome arcade. It's water park fun for the whole family. Come for the day or book an entire weekend away. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Let's open up the vault door. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while. This one is just out and out begging for something. Just, it is so obvious to everyone the first time you heard it. The group Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. They got their name because one of their members, Ray Sawyer, lost an eye in a car accident and wore an eye patch like Captain Hook in the Peter Pan story. So they went from Captain Hook to Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. And they had a few hits like Sylvia's Mother, which has already been played as a nugget. But this one That's them saying, we want to be on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Just because it's a status. That was it. That was the whole reason. And it worked. About 3 months after they released this song, Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show were on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Here's today's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yes.
Stone. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover? Teenage blue-eyed groupies would do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru, he's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
I get a kick out of that song. It's actually a well-crafted song. The Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget this morning on WRJN. And like I say, it was an out front request. It was begging to be on the cover of the Rolling Stone, and it worked. That song from early 1973.
Smile.
woman, don't walk on by. Pretty woman, don't make me cry. Pretty woman, don't walk away. Hey, okay, if that's the way it must be, okay, I guess I'll go on home. It's late, there'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me.
Class of 1970, under the spotlight, Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion this afternoon on WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The White House says it'll appeal after a federal trade court in New York ruled the president doesn't have the authority to impose tariffs on other countries. Only Congress does. Correspondent Natalie Brand is in Washington.
A White House spokesman in a statement said that the trade deficit that exists in the United States have created a national emergency that has, quote, decimated American communities, left our workers behind, and weakened our defense industrial base. It is not for unelected judges to decide how to properly address a national emergency.
I'm Vicki Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. That trade court ruling blocking most of President Trump's tariffs has thrown a grenade into multiple negotiations between the White House and countries targeted.
You can't really take on the tariff issue if you don't really know if those tariffs will exist.
Chris Southworth, head of the International Chamber of Commerce. And with more legal wrangling promised, there is yet more uncertainty for businesses at home and abroad.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio's announced the administration will work to aggressively revoke the visas of